These are traditional worship rituals for the Andrews community on the shores of Lake Bogoria, located in Kenya's Great Rift Valley. This lake is a sacred place for the Andrews. They have lived next to the lake for centuries with its hot water springs, flamingos, and other birds. The lake has always been a place where they gather for prayer and worship. Wilson Kipkazi is the chairman of the Welfare Council, an Andrews group which represents their interests. He says that the lake is sacred for them.
We have a lot of attachment to it, and in terms of sacred sites for traditional functions, including some of the functions that bonds together the community. Lake Bogoria is like an umbilical cord for the Andrews community.
Lake Bogoria is also home to invaluable resources that reside in microorganisms, tiny living things like bacteria or algae or fungi. And large biotech companies have used these microorganisms to produce enzymes for making antibiotics, cleaning products, and other products.
Companies that came first to do the research never involved the community. Therefore, later on we learned through media that multinational companies have made billions of dollars through genetic resources extracted from Lake Bogoria. This really made the community furious. Fortunately, later on some companies, a good example is Novozymes from Denmark, decided to talk to the community and pay back some royalties. And these royalties were paid back to the community. It was not much money, but the amount changed lives of the people, because this money was used to get about 246 children in a year, 1 year.
The funds that educated the 246 children came from a royalty of less than 1% back in 2014. The United Nations Environment Programme, together with other partners, is now working with the Andrews to ensure that they receive their fair share of any further resources that will come from Lake Bogoria. They also want people to look after the lake. Levis Kavagi is a UN Environment's Africa Coordinator of Ecosystems and Biodiversity. He says international agreements on sharing benefits from these resources, like the Nagoya Protocol, are helping.
Microbes or microorganisms are natural capital. This particular project is helping the communities, first of all, to realize they have a capital. And this capital is worth conserving. And if they conserve, they can see the benefits that will accrue from this capital. Kenya is at the forefront of implementing the Nagoya Protocol on access and benefit sharing to genetic resources and their utilization.
Kenneth Nasho is a former Kenya Wildlife Service warden who used to be in charge of the Lake Bogoria National Reserve. He says that because the microorganisms are too small to be seen, local people didn't always believe that they were important.
It was not as easy to convince the community that these microbes are really valuable. The microbes and other species are all wildlife. We have already put in place some strategies to ensure that these microbes are really taken care of.
For many centuries, the community has conserved the area. So basically, we are the original conservators. Government came and found us conserving already the wildlife and all that was within the area. Basically, Andrews community is a conservationist, naturally.
Wilson Kipkazi knows that his people will look after the lake now that it promises to give them small microorganisms with big benefits. Apart from its spiritual and cultural nourishment, this lake will now help them economically through these tiny microorganisms in the lake that their forefathers didn't even know existed. For RFI, I'm David John Bokali, reporting from Lake Bogoria in Kenya's Great Rift Valley.